This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk to you about prayer in a way that perhaps you've never thought about before, because I think there's some times that it's not blasphemous to pray a prayer that you don't mean. I'm not going to go so far and to say it's blasphemy. But I am going to go say this far, that it wounds the Lord, just like it would wound your wife if you said things but you didn't mean it. Just like it would wound your husband if you said things to him and you were dramatic in the way you said it, but you didn't mean it. I think it wounds a relationship with the Heavenly Father. I really do. How lovely, verse 1 says, is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. We don't use language like that today. You don't, I don't. But let me tell you something. There is a longing in you, your flesh and your heart cries out for something or someone, and you know what it is. What does that mean? It means that there's something in your life, in your heart, in your spirit that you long for, and get this, it's the driving force in your life. It's what you think about when you get up in the morning. It's what you think about at lunch. It's what you think about at supper. It's always there. It's always driving you. And everybody knows what that is in his life or her life. And isn't it interesting? The psalm writer says, my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Wouldn't it be great if all of us had a relationship with the Lord like that? That we say, my flesh, my body, my soul and spirit cries out for the living God. Not for the things and not for money, not for power, not for influence, not for anything, but the living God. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. I want to spend our time on 10, 11, and 12. 10 says, better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. Isn't that an interesting statement? It's hyperbole. It's better to have one day with the Lord in a relationship with him than have 1,000 days in out of relationship with him. That's what it means. I really think there's some people that would rather be popular in hell than be a nobody in heaven. You know people like that. I actually heard a man tell me, he said, my friends are all going to hell. That's where I want to be. And he meant it. All my friends are going to hell, and that's where I want to be. He had no idea of what he was saying, in my opinion. I don't know if the man is still alive, but I've often wondered if he had a chance on his deathbed and reflect, I want to be where my friends are, even if it's hell. The psalm writer says just the opposite. I'd rather be a poor man in heaven than reign in hell. And that goes further on. It's further explained with the phrase, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. I want to confess to you, I didn't understand that verse for years. You know what I thought a doorkeeper was? Somebody who hands out bulletins at the front door of the church? Somebody who holds the door for you when you come in or come out? And that's not what it means. Here's an analogy I can use with you. I remember going to a concert at a church. I think it was in Columbus, Ohio, years ago. The place was jam-packed. I mean, every seat was taken. Seats were in the back. Chairs were set up. And the doors to the foyer were open. And there were 50 to 100 of us out in the foyer. I was one of the 50 to 100. And all I could do during the concert was look in through an open door in the back and catch most of the concert. What was I doing? I was a doorkeeper. And that's what the psalm writer was saying. I'd rather be on the fringe. I'd rather be on the outside looking in of the presence of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.